For nearly half a century, former special education elementary school teacher Victoria McDonald has called a two-bedroom apartment in Toronto's West End home. On Tuesday, an adjudicator with the Landlord and Tenant Board, LTB, tribunal decided she is allowed to stay indefinitely, tossing an application brought by her landlord, South Ontario Investments Limited, to evict McDonald to make way for a corporate director's son. From her home on Windermere Avenue in Swansea, minutes after the adjudicator's decision, McDonald, 74, told Toronto Today she was elated and relieved by the news. The tenant, who is disabled and on a fixed income, said she is hopeful the decision will bring an end to a battle with her landlord that has been ongoing for more than 1 year. Reached following the decision, the landlord's paralegal, Tira Moose, said that's unlikely, however. The case hinges on the landlord's application for an 12 eviction, which permits a landlord to force a tenant to vacate, if the owner, a family member or a caregiver, is keen to move into the unit and stay for at least 1 year. N12s have grown in use in recent years, but the adjudicator dismissed the application, arguing corporate landlords, such as South Ontario Investments Limited, are not permitted to use N12s. Moose said she believes the adjudicator's decision was incorrect, however. "I'm almost certain this will not be the end of it," she said. Victoria McDonald has lived at this seven-unit apartment building at 93 Windermere Avenue for 47 years. It is pictured on February 11. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Eviction notice came out of the blue, tenant. McDonald said her challenge with her landlord began 2 summers ago with an afternoon email telling her to vacate her home. "I am writing to inform you of the need to terminate your lease agreement for the apartment," said Jalal Jab, a professional working on behalf of the landlord, in an email reviewed by Toronto Today. The email said McDonald would need to vacate the property within 60 days because the landlord's son would be moving to Toronto. "You have been a very good tenant and I hope you will find a suitable place to live soon," Jab said. McDonald said the email came out of the blue. "I was absolutely panicked," she said. McDonald said she has been sober for more than 2 decades, but that the imminent threat of eviction brought back the powerful forces that once pushed her to drink. Instead, she said she forced herself to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. It was there, sharing her eviction threat, that another participant encouraged her to seek legal aid through the Parkdale Neighborhood Legal Clinic, and to fight the eviction, she said. "It was a godsend," McDonald added. "I started to learn my rights." An image submitted as evidence for McDonald's LTB hearing shows an apartment in her building similar to her own being advertised for rent last summer. The tenant's lawyer alleged in an interview with Toronto Today that had the eviction been in good faith, the landlord would have withdrawn it when the unit became available. Parkdale Community Legal Services supplied in bad faith or not. Parkdale Community Legal Services lawyer Samuel Mason, who acted on McDonald's behalf, said he's seen a meteoric rise in the use of N12 evictions since the pandemic. From 2020 to 2023, the number of N12s filed with the LTB increased by 85%, according to data obtained by CBC News. In 2020, about 3,500 N12s were filed. In 2023, that number increased to about 6,400. Mason said landlords commonly use N12s to evict longtime tenants, like McDonald, who are paying modest rent. He alleged such eviction applications aren't about moving relatives in, but breaking long-term tenancies with the goal of charging subsequent tenants higher rent. In an interview with Toronto Today, Moose agreed some landlords are abusing N12s, but said that's not the case with her clients. Moose said the intended tenant for McDonald's room was the son of Amal Abdelmoin Helal, one of the directors of South Ontario Investments Limited. McDonald said she doesn't dispute Helal's son wants to live in her unit, but alleged that another core motivation for the attempted eviction is profit. Had the landlord's intention been genuine, McDonald said the son could have moved into a unit in the building that came available last summer. The first floor unit is virtually identical to her own, but was advertised at more than double the price, she said. While McDonald currently pays about $1,100, the other unit was advertised at $2,300, she said. Maybe I'm a negative Nelly, but I think the main reason why they wanted me out is because I pay such low rent, the tenant said. Via their paralegal, Hellul and her son declined to speak with Toronto Today. Moose did not respond to this allegation directly. In a September email, Mason brought the vacant unit to the landlord's paralegal's attention but was told, "Unfortunately, the unit you have mentioned is not suitable for my client." In an interview with Toronto Today, Moose declined to provide additional details as to why the vacant unit would not suffice. Corporate or individual landlord? Ultimately, it was not these details that decided the case. Rather, it was the judge's conclusion that the landlord was a corporation, not an individual. During the hearing, the adjudicator reviewed several documents that listed the landlord as South Ontario Investments Limited, including McDonald's lease agreement, an N-12 application and a so-called N-1 form, which the landlord used to inform McDonald of a rent increase. During the hearing, Moose argued that other adjudicators have found N-12s permissible when a corporation was closely held, such as by an individual landlord and their child. The adjudicator, Carrie Bertrand, did not bite. For an N-12 to be admissible, the landlord has to be a person. It cannot be a corporation, she said during the hearing. Sorry folks, but it's pretty clear to me. An LTB tribunal interpretation guideline states that corporations cannot evict a tenant using an N-12. Earlier decisions permitting some corporations to serve this type of notice are no longer valid, per the document. Items on the windowsill of Victoria McDonald's apartment. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Mixed feelings looking forward. In the hallway of her apartment building Tuesday, McDonald shared the good news with two neighbors who passed by. They said they were thrilled for her and one gave the longtime tenant a gift. McDonald was jubilant and told Toronto Today she is hopeful to remain in her home, which she spotted neatly 50 years ago from the street with a for rent sign in the third floor window. Still, she said the idea the landlord may still try to overturn the ruling has left her feeling shaky. There's a lack of closure, she said. Are they going to try to sell the corporation, and then come back again? I don't know. Correction. This article has been revised to correctly state the landlord's legal representation, Tira Moose, is a paralegal, not a lawyer.